pruebas de certificación. Escucharás el audio dos veces. Dispones de 2 minutos para leer la tarea, 1 minuto entre escuchas, 1 minuto al finalizar la segunda escucha. Tarea 1.
Zero.
And join me on the line now is J.K. Rowling. From the gloom comes something bright and lovely. The Ichabod. It's out now, published by Little Brown Books for what ages?
Do you know what, Graham? I never know. I honestly don't know. I let the publisher tell me. Because children vary so much. You know, you have very young kids who can cope with some quite dark stories.
One.
And with your own children, when you were reading it to them, or writing it and then reading it to them, over what course of time was that?
I read them what I had because the book remained unfinished until this year. And then I sort of told them the end of the story without writing it. I suppose I read it to them over about 3 weeks, something like that.
Oh, is that all? Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought it was over kind of years you told
them.
Oh,
no, goodness, no. God, imagine that would be very boring for them. It's chapter 11 now, children. You remember what we said 6 months ago?
Two.
So this is kind of a gift from lockdown, really, isn't it?
Completely, because I didn't think I would ever publish the book. And I think I just started to think, no, that was just for my family. I'm not going to publish it now. And then you're absolutely right. On lockdown, you know, I just knew how difficult it was going to be for families with young children. And that's when I thought I could do something. So that's really where the idea for the drawing competition came from, because obviously I wanted to give them the story for free, but I thought that would be an amazing activity, so you could really get a couple of hours out of this every day.
Three.
Oh, Graham, honestly, we ended up having 60,000 entries from all over the world.
Wow.
And it was simply mind-blowing. Not just the number of illustrations we had, but the quality. Even from very small children, they'd really pulled out all the stops. I found it so inspiring. I was in tears, actually, at one point, just looking at all these amazing pictures. It was wonderful. It was a real gift to me. I didn't think it gave me something under lockdown that I could never have had otherwise.
Four.
edition that I have, this has England, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand and India. So are there other editions around the world?
Yeah, we translated the book and I think we've got more editions coming. But there's another one. There's an American version as well. We had a huge number of entries from America. So, yeah, there's currently another English language version that has different illustrations in it.
Five.
And tell me this, it's all raising money for
this charitable trust, which has been going for years, which really has an emphasis on social deprivation. But with the monies from ICHOBOG, we're going to be donating in the first instance to medical charities and frontline charities dealing with COVID. And if we're lucky enough to have further royalties after that, we'll be looking at vulnerable groups who have been particularly affected by the pandemic.
Six.
And tell me this, your head is essentially a library. There's a lot of books in there. Every time I talk to you, there's like, oh yes, and strike 20, I have the plot outlined for that. And so where are you with ICHOBOG? Are you going to return to Cornucopia?
I'm not, no. I always saw that as a, you know, standalone, complete story. And I'm honestly thrilled I finished it because it's been so satisfying and it's been such a dreadful year for everyone.
Seven.
J.K. Rowling, we are now going to play a game of true or false. So, question one, true or false, you have a tattoo on your right wrist.
That is true. It says Solve et Coagula, and it's in my own handwriting. I always wanted this. And then I thought, no, you're ridiculously too old to go and get a tattoo. And then last year, my sister said to me, what am I going to get you for Christmas? You're so hard to buy for, which I think is a fair point. And I said to her, get me a tattoo. So we both went to a tattoo parlour and she paid for me to have my tattoo. So, yeah, that's how that happened.
Eight.
True or false, you always play as Yoshi on Mario Kart.
I do, that's completely true.
When do you find time to play Mario Kart?
Well, when my son got Mario Kart, he used to ask us to play with him, Neil and I. And nowadays, we're begging the kids to play with us. And they're just so bored by us and by the game. Oh, God, you know, let us go and do our homework, please. So, yeah, when do I play? I mean, I do work. I normally write for a good 8 hours a day. And then you just want something ridiculously easy to do. So I play Mario Kart and watch TV and I don't know.
Zero.
And join me on the line now is J.K. Rowling. From the gloom comes something bright and lovely. The ICHOBOG. It's out now, published by Little Brown Books for what ages?
Do you know what, Graham? I never know. I honestly don't know. I let the publisher tell me. Because children vary so much. You know, you have very young kids who can cope with some quite dark stories.
One.
And with your own children, when you were reading it to them, or writing it and then reading it to them, over what course of time was that?
I read them what I had because the book remained unfinished until this year. And then I sort of told them the end of the story without writing it. I suppose I read it to them over about 3 weeks, something like that.
Oh, is that all? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was over kind of years you told
them.
Oh,
no, goodness, no. God, imagine that would be very boring for them. Chapter 11 now, children. You remember what we said 6 months ago?
Two.
So this is kind of a gift from lockdown, really, isn't it?
Completely, because I didn't think I would ever publish the book. I think I just started to think, no, that was just for my family. I'm not going to publish it now. And then you're absolutely right. On lockdown, you know, I just knew how difficult it was going to be for families with young children. And that's when I thought I could do something. That's really where the idea for the drawing competition came from, because obviously I wanted to give them the story for free, but I thought that would be an amazing activity, so you could really get a couple of hours out of this every day.
Three.
Oh, Graham, honestly, we ended up having 60,000 entries from all over the world.
Wow.
And it was simply mind-blowing, not just the number of illustrations we had, but the quality. Even from very small children, they'd really pulled out all the stops. I found it so inspiring. I was in tears actually at one point, just looking at all these amazing pictures. It was wonderful. It was a real gift to me. I didn't think it gave me something under lockdown that I could never have had otherwise.
Four.
Edition that I have, this has England, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand and India. So are there other editions around the world?
Yeah, we translated the book and I think we've got more editions coming, but there's an American version as well. We had a huge number of entries from America. So yeah, there's currently another English language version that has different illustrations in it.
Five.
And tell me this, it's all raising money for
this charitable trust, which has been going for years, which really has an emphasis on social deprivation. But with the monies from ICABOG, we're going to be donating in the first instance to medical charities and frontline charities dealing with COVID. And if we're lucky enough to have further royalties after that, we'll be looking at vulnerable groups who have been particularly affected by the pandemic.
Six.
And tell me this, your head is essentially a library. There's a lot of books in there. Every time I talk to you, there's like, oh yes, and strike 20, I have the plot outlined for that. And so where are you with ICABOG? Are you going to return to Cornucopia?
I'm not, no. I always saw that as a, you know, standalone, complete story. And I'm honestly thrilled I finished it, because it's been so satisfying and it's been such a dreadful year for everyone.
Seven.
J.K. Rowling, we are now going to play a game of true or false. So, question one, true or false, you have a tattoo on your right wrist.
That is true. It says Solve et Coagula, and it's in my own handwriting. I always wanted this. And then I thought, no, you're ridiculously too old to go and get a tattoo. And then last year, my sister said to me, what am I going to get you for Christmas? You're so hard to buy for, which I think is a fair point. And I said to her, get me a tattoo. So we both went to a tattoo parlour and she paid for me to have my tattoo. So yeah, that's how that happened.
Eight.
True or false, you always play as Yoshi on Mario Kart.
I do. That's completely true.
When do you find time to play Mario Kart?
Well, when my son got Mario Kart, he used to ask us to play with him, Neil and I. And nowadays, we're begging the kids to play with us. And they're just so bored by us and by the game. Oh, God, you know, let us go and do our homework, please. So, yeah, when do I play? I mean, I do work. I normally write for a good 8 hours a day. And then you just want something ridiculously easy to do. So I play Mario Kart and watch TV and I don't know.